Our children are growing up before our very eyes. As they get bigger, so do the challenges they face. They're working out who they think they are, surrounded by opinions, friends, and so many screens. The world around them seems really loud. As those who love them, we can help them hear their loving Heavenly Father's voice as we share God's good story for growing up with them. Our brand new series of podcasts for parents and families are here to help. It's part of our Growing Up resources. There are 7 episodes just for parents as we hear from the experts, understand the issues, and remind our own hearts of the good story. And 6 kids episodes for the whole family to enjoy together, packed with fun facts, Bible truth, and great questions to get you talking. Together, let's start good conversations with our children about bodies, gender, and marriage. They're growing up, so come on, let's share God's good story. Don't miss an episode of this exciting series. Head to faithinkids.org for all the details about growing up.
Hello, welcome to the Faith in Kids podcast. We're living the best life. Are you?
I am, Ed, because I've just literally been to the beach. And not only have I been to the beach, not only was it a sandy beach, it's Lyme Regis, where they literally just poured in tons of sand, but I saw a seagull steal a lady's pork pie out of her hand.
And that, Jan, is living the best life.
Well, in many ways, it's one of the saddest things I've ever seen, because the listeners will know how I feel about pork pies. But that seagull just swooped in, gone, pork pie, gone. But it was a glorious day other than that, and all is well. And here I am. It's the summer. We're back again. The best life is not actually going to the beach. It's the blessed life. It's listening to Jesus, isn't it, Ed?
We're with Jesus in Matthew chapter 5. He has these 8 mind-boggling sentences. Everyone a zinger. Blessed are those who...
Today is the 7th one. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
If you are a daughter, don't panic. You still get to live the best life. Because you have Jesus' place in God's family, you can be a son of God, if you see what I mean. You're in Jesus' place, like he's the son of God. We're already at the top table, bag packed, part of the family. We're living the best life as children of God. Jan, please can we whip around?
We should whip around. And this is a hard one maybe to think back to. When did you last have to say sorry? Maybe you were tired, you were cross, angry or confused. And maybe you'd gotten it all wrong. You'd overreacted and you had to make peace. For me, sometimes I'm so bad at remembering where I put things. I've just about figured out how to remember where I put my car keys or my wallet. The extra thing for 2020-21 is my mask. Where is my mask? I've got 3. I can never find any of them. And I run around the house shouting as if somebody else has moved it. Where is my... And what normally happens when that happens, I go, where is it? Where's it gone? It's gone forever. It's lost. It hits here. It's here. Sorry, found it. So I normally have to say sorry straight away. Do you do that, Ed?
I think the story of being a parent is mostly trying to work out, do I have to say sorry again to children? Because as a parent, you're thinking, I know they know I make mistakes all the time. But if you apologise more than 5 times in a day, it starts to undermine the point you're a parent at all. You know?
Fair enough. Okay, well... A lot of peacemaking needs to go on. We're already admitting that as parents, but maybe kids, you need to think about when you last had to say sorry and make peace. Have a chat about that right now and go. So, Ed, why are we talking about making our peace?
Because saying sorry or being wronged and someone saying sorry to you, this is all, in small ways, a type of war. It is a disagreement. It is, I have been wronged, you have been wronged. I want to shout, I want to scream, I want to throw things. And just on a bigger scale, it's what you do with tanks. Fire! But it happens in our kitchens, it happens in our schools. And Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers. He says, Christians can live the best life by bringing peace, even when they lose out. Jam, fun fact me.
I've got some fun facts, but they're almost anti-fun facts because the facts are about tax.
Oh.
So tax are grown-up, boring things. It's when you have to pay someone some money, normally the government or the king or a tax collector because they say so. And I guess the reason we'll be doing that is it will be clear from the bit of the Bible that we're looking at. But Ed, did you know that in 1698, the King of Russia, Peter the Great, introduced a tax on beards? He went around Europe and saw Europeans didn't have beards, and he decided he wanted his country to be modern, like the Europeans. And so at a big state reception, the Tsar, the king, whipped out a massive barber's razor and proceeded to shave beards off of his guests, mainly the men, I'm assuming. And then rather than making everyone shave, he decided to make money off his ban by allowing beards, but taxing them. And if you'd paid the tax, you get a special badge, which is a coin, but the coin has a beard on it. Isn't that great?
Jam, I honestly can't work out if it's worth you slowing down, because that was like a fact in 27 stages. Russians had beards. The king went round Europe. They didn't have beards. He came back and said, give me money if you've got a beard, because secretly he didn't want them to have beards.
That's
to
right.
To stop them having beards, he shaved them himself. And he gave them a coin with a beard on if they didn't have a beard or something.
That's exactly right, Ed. Well done. You get a big round of applause for Ed. That's the beard tax.
Thank you, Jam.
Okay, much more straightforward.
Okay.
In England, in 1784, there was a hat tax. If you wanted to have a hat, you had to pay a tax. And a stamp was pasted on the inside of your hat.
I mean, this again is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
So the government of England, the UK, decided you had to pay money to them if you wore a hat.
That's right. But how about this for the best excuse for being late in paying your tax? In 2005, NASA astronaut Leroy Chow was commanding the 10th Exposition to the International Space Station when he realised he had to pay his tax. But he couldn't, because he was in space. So he managed to get his sister to get him extra time so he could pay the tax when he got back to Earth.
Welcome home, Columbia. Beautiful, beautiful.
Jam, this conversation, before these fun facts, I'd never realised what a brain ache tax was.
It is. Even the easy taxes are hard to get your head around.
You've really thought about this.
Ed, why are we talking about tax and having so-called fun facts about tax?
Okay, fun facts about hat tax, which is one of my favourite phrases I've ever heard anyone say, is because today we're looking at possibly, he might even be the most famous tax collector in all of history.
I think that's quite likely.
I think it is. So Zacchaeus is famous for being a very little man, but he's also famous for being a chief tax collector. And he was at war with his whole town. Can we listen to the story now from Luke chapter 19 and listen out for how much he was hated by his town?
Our reading is from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Jesus was going through the city of Jericho. In Jericho, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a wealthy, very important tax collector. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but he was too short to see above the crowd. He ran ahead to a place where he knew Jesus would come. He climbed a sycamore tree so he could see Jesus. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw Zacchaeus in the tree. He said to him,
"Zacchaeus, hurry and come down. I must stay at your house today."
Zacchaeus came down quickly. He was pleased to have Jesus in his house. All the people saw this and began to complain.
"Look at the kind of man Jesus stays with.
Zacchaeus is a sinner."
But Zacchaeus said to the Lord,
"I will give half of my money to the poor. If I have cheated anyone, I will pay that person back four times more."
Salvation has come to this house today. This man truly belongs to the family of Abraham. The Son of Man came to find lost people and save them.
I remember the people who have wronged me. I remember the people who said they needed to borrow some money, but never paid me back. I remember the people who laughed at my haircut when I went into school because it looked different to other people. I remember the person who hid food in my books to make it stink and greasy and oily. I remember what people have done to hurt me. That's how war happens. Because I remember it, I want to get them back, and I'll never forget and I'll never forgive. Jesus says that isn't the best life. The best life is being a peacemaker, because you'll be a child of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. In today's story, we meet Zacchaeus. Now you know that his whole town hated him because he was a tax collector. So he worked for the Romans. That's one black mark against his name, working for the enemy who were occupying their land. And another was he used to take too much money in tax and keep the difference. He was stealing his friends' money, except they weren't his friends. Everyone in the town knew what he was doing, stealing their money, working for the Romans. They were at war with Zacchaeus. They hated him, they remembered it, and they wouldn't let it go. So when Jesus called Zacchaeus down from the tree and said he wanted to go to his house, honestly, everyone's thinking, no, not him. Zacchaeus had done wrong. If he'd taken your money, wouldn't you have remembered it? Wouldn't you be angry with him? Wouldn't you wish Jesus didn't go to his house? You see, at the heart of war is, I want it back. I want better. I want to be noticed. I want revenge. But to be a child of God is to say no. I'm going to pay it back. I'm going to forgive. I'm going to forget. I want to be at peace, not war. So when Jesus went to visit Zacchaeus, listen to what Zacchaeus had become. Listen to what Jesus said.
This man truly belongs to the family of Abraham. The Son of Man came to find lost people and save them.
Did you hear? Jesus said that Zacchaeus has become a son of God. Jesus has saved Zacchaeus. He's been brought into the family of Abraham. He has become a child of God. And because he is now at peace with God, he wants to be at peace with others. So, listen to what Zacchaeus said.
I will give half of my money to the poor. If I have cheated anyone, I will pay that person back four times more.
Zacchaeus is saying, forget what I owe you. Forget what I've taken. I want to pay you back more. I don't want to be at war with you anymore. I don't want you hating me, and I don't want to hate you. Zacchaeus is now a child of God. So he wants to be a peacemaker. There's a famous woman called Corrie ten Boom. She is Dutch, and she lived during the Second World War. And she used to hide Jewish people from the Nazis in her home with her family. She and her family trusted Jesus. They trusted Jesus before the war. They trusted Jesus during the war. That's why they hid Jews. And they also trusted Jesus when they were caught by the Nazis and put into a concentration camp where Corrie's dad and sister died. Corrie carried on trusting Jesus. She wanted to be a peacemaker. So after the war, she went around Europe explaining how there could be peace after World War II. There came a moment where she had to prove she was a peacemaker, because one of the Nazi guards from the concentration camp, the camp where her sister and her father had died, came to make peace with Corrie. Could Corrie make peace with the person who had helped to kill her sister and father? We read that as the guard held out his hand to shake her hand and to ask for forgiveness, Corrie had to pray, "Jesus, help me. I can lift up my hand, I can do that, but you need to supply the feeling." She could shake his hand, but could she really make peace with him? Corrie shook his hand, and she said that a strange warmth seemed to flow through her whole being. It brought tears to her eyes, and she said, she cried, "I forgive you, my brother, with all my heart." Corrie Ten Boom could make peace with that Nazi guard, because she was a child of God. The best life is making peace with others, even those who have hurt us, because we're children of God. Let me pray. Dear Father, I thank you that the best life is not to make war, is not to remember who has hurt us, but to make peace, to look to forgive, to forget, to pay back, to make it better. I pray, Father, that we would be children of God and we would live the best life by making peace. Help us to do that, because it's very difficult. Amen.
Amen. Huge things there. Loads of stuff to think about in Ed's Got Questions.
Under fives. Why were the crowd so angry with Zacchaeus? Can you remember? Fives to sevens. How did Zacchaeus show that he wanted to make peace with the crowds? Eights to elevens. Why does being a child of God make it easier to make peace with others? Tricky one. And over 11s, who has wronged you? Can you remember someone? They laughed at you? They hurt you? How did it feel? What did you want to do back?
Press pause and have a chat now, or have a listen to this sketch about Zacchaeus and what the crowd must have made of what happened.
Did you see?
Shocking.
Jesus comes into Jericho, bold as brass.
I've been waiting there all day to get a glimpse.
Me too, all day and all night. And look at the kind of man Jesus stays with.
Zacchaeus is a sinner.
A sinner.
He's the worst.
The worst.
Worse than that.
Worse than the worst. You know how much tax he made me pay last year?
How much?
50 denarii.
Shocking. I paid 60.
Outrageous.
Daylight robbery.
He gives a few coins to the Romans and pockets the rest.
In that huge house of his.
And where's Zacchaeus when Jesus comes to Jericho?
In a tree. A sycamore.
Makes me sick as well. Did you see him scramble up there to get a view of Jesus?
I did, and I thought to myself, there goes Zacchaeus, scrambling up a tree to get a good view of Jesus.
As if Jesus would have anything to do with a tax collector like Zacchaeus.
Can you imagine?
I literally cannot imagine.
You'd think anyone who knows anything about anything wouldn't set foot in that man's house.
Awful man.
Awful.
And there's Jesus under the tree looking up at Zacchaeus. Imagine. And he says, "Hurry up, come down, I must stay at your house today."
Shocking. Is that any way to behave?
Not in my book.
Not in any book, and I don't care who wrote that book.
And so there they are, right now, living it up in Zacchaeus' house, and...
Excuse me?
Aren't you one of Zacchaeus' men?
Yeah. You paid 50 denarii in tax last year?
Yeah. Daylight robbery.
Outrageous.
We agree. You overpaid by 40. So, here's four times that. 160 denarii.
Oh. Well, that's good.
I paid 60.
Oh, right. Yes. You overpaid by 45. So, here's four times that. Which is carry the two. 180 denarii.
Well, thank you.
Courtesy of Zacchaeus. See ya.
I've always liked that Zacchaeus.
Me too.
Lovely man.
Misunderstood.
The things people say about him, shocking. He's very fair.
He's fairer than fair.
You literally can't say fairer than that.
I agree. God's kingdom's here. It's with the King who thrives. God's kingdom's here. It's
live through love and grace. They will know Jesus forever. They will see him face to face. Blessed are the peacemakers who act just like their king. They are the children of heaven. Together they all will sing. God's kingdom is here, it's with the King who's arrived. God's kingdom is here, it's with the King who's alive. He welcomes us in, calls us to live the way of the kingdom of Christ the King.
Michael J. Tinker there with a whole song about the Beatitudes and what it is to live the best life, being the blessed life. Go over to michaeljtinker.com and find out more about his music and also his upcoming TV video series that you can get hold of, which is going to be great. Okay, we're nearly out of time. One quick email here that we've had from Helen. She says that she and her Zoe, I presume her daughter, started listening to the summer series for kids. Zoe did pretty well at that animals quiz. Do you remember that, all the way back on episode one of the series? And she made me laugh when she said porky pets grow up to be pork pies. Boom. Zoe, outstanding work. Thank you so much. We began the episode on pork pies and somehow we finished the episode on pork pies. I think it's time for us to go, Ed.
Thank you very much. This is the Pork Pie Podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Under fives, why were the crowd so angry with Zacchaeus? Can you remember? Fives to sevens, how did Zacchaeus show that he wanted to make peace with the crowds? Eights to elevens, why does being a child of God make it easier to make peace with others? Tricky one. And over elevens, who has wronged you? Can you remember someone? They laughed at you. They hurt you. How did it feel? What did you want to do back? Good principle, Jan. Can I press stop?
Please press stop.